Hey, and welcome to this podcast on corporate mental health, where we aim to inspire you on how we can actually take mental health and well-being to a strategic level of any given organization, with the results of giving people a larger mental resource while they're at work and a better ability to actually relax when they get home from work. My name is Bjørn Jepsen. I'm the CEO and founder of WeFocus, and I truly hope that you will engage and enjoy these podcasts. Hey, and welcome to this episode of this podcast on corporate mental health. It has been a while since I have recorded, primarily due to me being a bit on holiday, which I really enjoyed. I want to do a complete podcast on what actually happens in the brain if we succeed in actually turning off our phones and just being present together with the ones that we really want to be present with while we are on holiday, because it is a, of course, kind of a religious thing almost if you should keep your phone on or just turn it off. Because can you actually stay away from work if it is turned on? For me, it's just very easy to be just turning it off, and then it's just, I don't even consider work, even though that I really love my business. I really love what I do for a everyday living. So I could be thinking about strategies and stuff like that. I also know that some people like to read about how they can evolve their business while they're on holiday. I can't do that. If I read two lines of any kind of business material, I start to think about how I can actually execute on it and implement it straight away. So that's, I literally need to kind of block myself out and just be on vacation whenever I'm there. But this is not what it's going to be about this episode, but it is actually going to be relatively private, because I was, this weekend, I spent together with my kids. They were on a kiddie camp for surfing and windsurfing, which I find quite hilarious. So for those of you who know me and have seen the webinar or the free training, you all know that, well, like, I come from a sailing background. I was doing it at a relatively high level in my younger days. And therefore, I'm very cautious of not trying to kind of enforce it on my kids, because I saw a lot of kids when I was coaching that were forced by their parents, and where the motivation for sailing were not coming from them, but it was coming from the parents. So I'm really trying to see how I can actually introduce them to being comfortable around water and in the water without kind of having that goal of wanting them to compete in somehow. So this kiddie camp was really great for this, because they were other instructors who were going to teach them how to windsurf and how to in general be on a surfboard without there being any competition in mind, but literally just being good friends and trying out some new activities. So that was really great. And it was both Saturday and Sunday, and we kind of spent some time with the entire group. But what I want to share with you guys is that Saturday morning, right, we are standing there. There are 25 kids and at least the same amount of parents. It's windy like crazy and it's raining. It's horrible weather. Any kind of situation where I would be there on my own with my kids and I would ask them to go out, they would just have laughed at me and said, "We want to go do something else that's inside." But now they were actually there. There were other kids, and there were also some instructors, some cool instructors, which is a great thing, because now they are actually in a group, and now the entire group is being told to do something, which were a bit hardcore if you ask me, because it was really windy, and I love when it's windy. So whenever I feel that it's windy, well, then it's blowing pretty good. And then rain on top of that. But anyway, they were in the wetsuit and they were just being told to kind of, this is what is going to happen today. You need to pull out a sail and then rig it up, and then you need to drag it along to the shore. And there were literally not one of these kids that were complaining about the wind, the rain, or anything like that. They were just having fun, laughing, helping each other out because it was hard dragging the sails while it was so windy. And I must say, I was quite impressed not only with my own kids, but with all of the kids that was at this kiddie camp. And what on earth does this have to do with mental health and well-being inside an organization? Well, the reason why it really made me think of this is that what is the norm, what is natural, and what can we actually expect from each other? Because it's so easy to fall into a rhythm that is unhealthy for yourself and for your colleagues. But if you're then placed outside of that rhythm and there are some cool instructors that are telling you to do something else in a different way, and if you can kind of get the group to agree on that and that it's going to be a great experience, well, then we certainly have a completely different team dynamic. We have a completely new power, not only for the group, but literally for the individual as well, because they see that everyone is doing the same. They were not getting any help from the parents, so they kind of had to figure it out on their own. And that's kind of where we're taking, this is what the facilitators are doing in the corporations that they're working with, because one of the key elements here is that right now, mental health and well-being in an organization is being seen as something that's relatively individual, understood in that way that the primarily thing that people are doing right now is being reactive about it. So they want to set up some sort of system that if anyone in the organization should get stressed out or burned out, well, then we have a system to actually fix that. But no one is trying to be proactive about it, and no one is actually trying to take the responsibility of how we can engage with each other. And here is a really, really important part of that, because we need to take responsibility for mental health, of course, on our own part, but also for other people that are in the same organization that we're in right now. But I think that it's quite crucial, and I think that it can be a bit misunderstood, that mental health is not only detecting if people are on the verge of stress or burnout, or they have a huge workload. It's much more than that. It's much more of getting the entire group to understand what kind of action is it that I can do on an everyday basis that's going to decrease the impact of my peers, my bosses, and my coworkers. And that's really, really important, that we generally increase the understanding of what kind of action is it that I can do to increase the mental health and well-being for my peers. And I think that the everyday buffet in some companies is kind of a good example, because it's pretty easy. If you put the salad first, so that people fill up the plate with salad, well, then they're going to put less of whatever gravy that could come later on at the cafeteria. And I think that that's part of how we should also look at the mental health and well-being in organization. We really need to be sure that we're actually giving people the opportunity and the tools, not only for themselves, but also as a team, to impact the culture, to increase the impact of each and every action that we're doing on a daily basis to increase our colleagues' mental health and well-being. And I think that one of the exercises that really goes well with this is the constructive pause, because the constructive pause is so simple, it's so easy to implement, and there is no danger in actually doing a constructive pause. You can just do it before a meeting, you can do it in the middle of a meeting, and it will actually relax people's brain, and it will give them the understanding that now we are actually doing something that's great for mental health and well-being, not only for myself, but for the entire team. And the biggest part of that is regaining that respect for our own mental well-being, and regaining the respect of how we can actually impact other people with our own actions. And I think that really ties in well with creating that team dynamic, really making that understanding of how it is that I do something for the team, but the team is also doing something for me. Because if mental health and well-being only is going to be what will I do whenever I get stressed or feel overwhelmed, Well, then I think the picture that I probably have described earlier, but then it's just going to be another cliff where people, we're trying to set up fences for people to not fall over that cliff of stress. And then if they actually do, we try to put out some sort of safety net. And hopefully it's going to hold. We don't know, but we can do so much more if we actually do it on beforehand. And I think that that is something that everyone needs to take into consideration. If we all do just a little bit every day to increase not only our own mental health and well-being, but also for our peers and colleagues. And then if we can just nod away on the culture each and every day, well, then we're going to have a larger impact over time. And that's why it's so crucial that we always start with the top of the organization, because only if we can get the complete buy-in from the management team and for everyone who's making these very strategic decisions for the entire organization and its behavior, well, only if we get those to buy in on the importance of mental health and well-being, well, then it's going to have that long-lasting impact that we're all looking for and that we're continuously working on increasing the impact of it. We are tirelessness trying to create the best possible solution so that it's an individual choice of not if you should do it, but how you should do it. And you should be continuously curious on what it is that's going to work for you. And maybe one thing is working today and it's not working in a week's time or in 2 weeks' time. Well, then you need to have a different set of toolkit in your box that you can actually use to do this for yourself. And not just doing it whenever the crisis is there, so to speak, but generally trying to make yourself more fit, more mentally fit. I don't like the word resilience, because then we're kind of trying to train people to overcome a bigger burden. And that's not the case. We just want people to be able to use all the knowledge and experience that they already have and use that in the right way. Because if they can do that, well, then they will also get that opportunity to actually come up with great solutions to any given situation. And when we succeed in that, this is where we can see the long-lasting benefits of working with mental health and well-being. Anyway, that was literally where it took me when I saw my kids on a stormy day in rain, walking towards the beach with sails. So everything that I do, I kind of see mental health and well-being everywhere. But I think that that was kind of, I hope it became clear that we need to take people out of their everyday context to actually impact them in a new way. And then we need to make it so easy that they can understand that if they take that piece and put it into their everyday life, well, then it's going to have a long-lasting impact. All right, I really hope that you enjoyed this podcast. I'm going to record a couple of more, hopefully already this week or in the beginning of next week. I hope that you're going to have a truly fantastic day. Speak soon. Bye. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. I truly hope that you got some sort of inspiration out of listening to this episode. If you want to join our community, you're more than welcome to join our group on Facebook. All you have to do is search for Corporate Mental Health, and then you can be part of this community where we're trying to build the strongest possible product for organizations where we can work with mental health and well-being. As you know, my name is Bjørn Jepsen. I come from WeFocus. You're more than welcome to reach out to me. Just drop me an email, give me a call, and we can have a chat. I always love to engage with like-minded people. All right, speak soon. Have a great day.